The topic is entitled the Sodas of Tefillah, Secrets of Tefillah, and you might remember before Rosh Hashanah we started off talking about some of the Yamim Noraim ones. As always, the subject is enormous. It's about a vast, and in any particular one of them we could spend a lot of time. What I'm going to do is to throw out, first of all, some questions which I'm not going to deal with, which are at the end of this little sheet, for you to think about, and maybe on some occasion be able to deal with them. And then I'm going back to the main topic. So, for example, we in the tefillah, we have a construction that which Chazal have made, and on many occasions we find that things don't seem to fit on the surface, whether it's from the Torah or whether it's from the Chazal. So if you look at towards the end, I've just mentioned a selection of things. So for example, in Krishna, in the second chapter, you'll find it jumps from singular to plural and back from plural to singular. And we just daven it as if it's, well, it's there in the Siddur, but do we really consider why it changes from the plural, Vayim Shema Tishmu, and all of a sudden it's Vasafta Gonecho, it should have been Vasaftem Degamchem. And then it goes back again to the singular, back to the plural. So the whole of the second chapter needs attention. Similarly, when we say Barakos Seshe Bocha Bonam Mikol Amin, and yet in the davening in Yom Tov Atov Chartonu, why is it sort of changing from a third person to the second person? Third question. The gender doesn't always fit. For example, we say the Secha Zeno Einenu, which teaches us that the Enayim are feminine, and yet in Ma'ariv we say Yiru Einenu, which teaches us that the Enayim are masculine. We have to understand, well, what are the eyes? Are they masculine or the feminine? These are just examples of problems which we have to look at. If you look further down this list, you've got a lot of different synonyms. If you go through Ashrei, I've just listed them out. Arunimcha, Avorcha, Ahallo, Yishabech, Yagidu, Asicho, Yomu, Asapeno, Yabiu, Yeranenu, Yaduchu, Yadabiru, Lodia. These are all words in Ashrei. Obviously it's from Tehillim, but each one is a form of speech or song or praise, and each one's different from the one that was previous, and we've got to understand exactly what the differences are. If you go to Ashrei again, you'll find that every verse is joined by the Vov HaChibur, every single verse, with the exception of one and a half. When I say one and a half, what I mean is this. If you look at Korel, Lashon, Chol, Korov, there's no connecting Vav HaChibur in that posik at all. Every other posik is joined, with the possible exception of Chanun, Rachem, Hashem, Erech, Apayim, Ugdol, Chaser. There's a Vav and Ugdol, Chaser, but the main two halves of each sentence, those two verses are not joined by a Vav HaChibur. Why should those two verses be different from all the rest? Every other one is joined up with an and in the middle. Similarly, if you go through Shemoneh Esrei, you find every bracha is separate with the exception of two. You find V'lam al Shinim, and we have V'li Yerushalayim Ircho. Actually, if you're a Taimani or a Sfaradi, you don't say V'li Yerushalayim, you actually say Tishkan B'Sof Yerushalayim, you don't say V'Tishkan. So why do we Ashkenazim start off V'li Yerushalayim Ircho when every other bracha has got no Vav to start it off? With the exception of V'lam al Shinim, although again the Sfarim don't have it joined up, because they just say Laminim V'lam al Shinim. Why is it that we have those two particular prophets have a Vav HaChibur? Now I'm not answering these questions, I'm just giving you something to think about until Emir Tishon will call me again next time to find the answers out. One thing we asked last time, if you remember, which I still haven't got around to dealing with, is why do some brachos of Shemnesha end with the Hey Haidir, like Hamachas Shemnesha Letzion and Hamavorek Samarish Rabashalom, but all the rest don't have a Hey Haidir. You don't have Hachonein Hador, just say Chonein Hador. Or Mogein Avram, not Hamogein Avram. So why is it that some have the Hey Haidir, but the vast majority don't? What's the reason for that? The other thing which we touched on the previous occasions, why are certain letters omitted from certain places? If you look carefully, you'll find that in the first Brachos Shemoneh Esrei there's a letter missing, in the second Brachos Shemoneh Esrei there's a different letter missing, and in the whole of Shemoneh Esrei and the whole of Benching, there is one final letter missing. Because of the whole of Shemoneh Esrei and the whole of benching, you'll find that of the 27 letters of the alphabet, 22 ordinary and 5 finals, there's one which just is not there at all. Now, did that happen by sheer accident, or did Chazal have a deeper kavanah? Well, obviously, since we know it's from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, quite clearly they knew exactly what they were doing. And similarly, in Kaddish and Nusach Ashkenaz, there's no letters, one letter which is omitted, a different letter again, and the whole of Kaddish is one letter which is missing. Now, these are secrets, and they have to be explained, but what I want to hone in on today is not those questions, although each one of them is part of the Sodas HaTfilah. What I want to look at is the structure of the davening, and in particular the numerical significance of certain facets. So if you go back to the beginning now, you'll see that I've written down here that the tefillah, the Gemara itself says, tefillah has two purposes. One is with the keneged ha'ovos. Avraham made shachris, Yitzchak made mincha, and Yaakov made ma'ariv. And the Gemara also says it's keneged the korbanos. So there's a tamid shel shachar, there's a tamid shel beinu arba'in, and that's mincha. But there's no Talmud for the evening. So in fact, that's why the Gemara says that Arvis is Meikar Adin is Rishus. It relates to the Korbanos which were on the Mizbech at night time, but it's not quite as serious as Shachar and Mincha, and that has certain halachic significances. But we also see certain consequences of this. One interesting consequence is that since Shachar is Avraham, and we all know the Rashi in Lech Lecha, Shachris in Aholish Mesh is Bechor Choismin. Although we say Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, but when it comes to the Chasim and Sabrocha, it's Mogein Avraham, because he was the Ikka. And the first of the three brochas represents Avraham, which is Chesed, Gomel, Chasodin, Toivim, at Chesed. The second of the three brochas is Yitzchak, which is called the Brocha of Gevuros. And the third bracha, which is Yaakov, is the bracha of Kedusha. So the structure follows it. But there's another significance, which perhaps people are not so familiar with. In Nusach Sefarad, the chasina of the bracha of Yishtabach is constructed to have the Rashi Tevis of Avraham. That's why they say, Ribon Kol Amasim, Adon Kol Anshomos, etc. If you look carefully at the stanzas there, you really need to sit in front of you to look it up, you'll see that Avraham is coded into it. We in the Ashkenaz don't have that, and we're going to come to the reason why in Ashkenaz we have a different Masorah and a different structure for Yishtabach. But the Sephardim do have that in order to show that Avraham is there, more or less at the beginning of the real Shachar starting, just before we get on to the Birchas Krishna and Shemoneh Esrei, there Avraham is there in Remez. Now, the Chai Odom, in we can find the reference to it. The Chayodim, I've got the Klal here, Klal Chos, Sea of Cotton Aleph, tells us that you should know that the davening of Shachris is constructed in four parts. And that's why there are different halachas for the being mafsik. In Korbonus, you can be mafsik. From Dor Sha'omar to Yishtabach, you can be mafsik for any Omein. And you can massive any for Shema. As long as it's something to do with praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can be massive. But then you come to the third chedek, which is Krishma Birchus Krishma. You can't be massive except for important things like Amenei Shmei Rabo and Amenei Kela Kodesh, etc. If you enter Perek, Ben HaProkim is a little easier. But they're different, it's much stricter. And finally, when you come to Shemoneh Esrei, you can only be mafsik b'nei Ayiro, only if there's a pikuach nefesh involved, otherwise you can't be mafsik at all. So says the Chai Odom, these four parts of the tefillah are not just stam, they represent the arba olamos, the four different worlds. But there's more to it than that. The reason why the number four was chosen is because four symbolizes shleimus. And anybody knows that anything in the Beis HaMikdash was always in the number of four. Well, it's always, it's a long and big word, always. What I mean is that the construction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodah was in fours. So you find that the Mizbech always had to be Ravua. It had to have four sides, it had four kronos. You find that there were four Kalim in the in the Mishkan. You've got the Aron Kodesh, and you've got the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the Mizbech Hazov. Inside the Aron Maid, there were four Kalim. You find there were four big Dekumuna. You find the Kohen Gadol had four more Begadim. Yeah, there were four Avodas. Anybody knows Zvachim will know there was this, the Shkita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, the four Avodas. And if you look at the first Yisrael in Menachos, he says that the Korban Mincha also had four Avodas, which were connected the four of the Korban of the animal. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you see the number four came up again and again and again, and it makes sense that when we have our tefillah, it's constructed in four parts, each one rising in its stature. You find the same thing on Pesach, which is also connected. Everything there is Arba Bonim, Arba Kosher. The Pesach also has the same segula of this number four. It doesn't happen by accident. It's all carefully constructed. Now, in the Seder HaTfilah, every number has its place and its significance. The number four we've just dealt with. I want to move on from straight from 4 to 15. Now, every number has its own meaning. The meaning of the number 15 is quite clear. 15 is the middle of the month, and that represents the zenith. Just like we are compared to the moon, there's a medrash in Shemois which says, Klal Yisrael were compared to the moon, we reach the highest point, and then we fall down, Chas V'Shalom, and then eventually we rebuild. And it contains lots of examples of that. One example is the Beis HaMikdash was the 15th generation from Avraham Avinu, if you calculate it, and then 15 generations later there was the Churban HaBayis at the time of Tzidkiyahu. And we hope that, just like the moon goes up and comes down, we should be on the way up again, and the goals have taken rather a long time, but we should be up again coming to the time of Moshiach. Now that number 15, it's mentioned in the Bani Tosfos, that Moshe Rabbeinu also came across this number 15. He found 15 vovim when he was looking, and he's being accused of misbehavior, of having, can you imagine, even Moshe Rabbeinu was accused of stealing from the Mishkan, and he had to prove that to where everything went. He had to give a proper account. So he gave an account, but he couldn't understand where some of the silver had gone, and so he suddenly opened a drawer, and he found that the 15 vovim fell out, and he jumped for joy. As a result of that, he was misaking the 15 vovin, which we say, Emes v'yatsiv v'nochem v'kayom v'yosha v'nehem v'ov v'chav v'nehem v'nehem. There should be 15 there altogether. 15 vovin. And from there, says the Bali Tosfos, this was the high point of Simcha for Moshe Rabbeinu. As a result of that, you'll find that a lot of the love of the tefillahs are constructed where Simcha is involved. It's constructed on 15. So originally there were meant to be 15 Baruchs in Baruch She'omar. I've only found 13 in our particular Baruch She'omar, and it was puzzling me for a while until I think, well, once upon a time, I think it was in Bevis Mark, and there was a Portuguese Nusach for Baruch She'omar. And there they had 15 Boruchs. I jumped for joy that I found the extra two Boruchs in Boruch Shomah. We have 13, which is a different segula. The segula of 13 follows Echod, which is Yichud Hashem, and you'll find a number of places we do have 13. For example, the middle Boruchs of Shemoneh Esrei are 13 of them. So just like we have three at the beginning and three at the end, and now we have 13 in the middle, which cuts up with the Yud Gimel Midas, which is said in Tachanun, which is said after Shemoneh Esrei. But that's the school of 13, which also has its place, and that would fit in with Baruch Shomah. But it's, according to the Bali Tosfos, there are meant to be 15 Baruchs, and there are 15 Shevochim in Yishtabach. If you see Shir Shevoch HaLevizim, and therefore some say you shouldn't take a breath before Brachos Vahodos. And although normally the Chazan stops before Brachos and starts Brachos, some say that's wrong. You should try and say all 15 Shevachim in one breath. It's a bit hard for a Chazan who's doing Davni and Yom Nerom and singing all these beautiful tunes. But Me'ikar Adin, really you should try and put the 15 together. And therefore, Brachos actually goes with the other 13. Now, you see, at the beginning of the Psukkah de Zimra and the end of the Psukkah de Zimra, you've got this magic number of 15. Now, in Nusach Ashkenaz, If you take the chasima of the bracha of Yishtabach, we have 15 words. And by doing it the way the Sfaradim doing, you're losing that segula. I'm not saying which is right and which is wrong. They're both right. You've got to follow your Masorah. But just because they say more words doesn't make them bigger tzaddikim. You know, sometimes kala moshe gereya. And the fact that they say more words is because they want to stick Avraham into the parsha. The fact that we Ashkenazim don't say it is nothing wrong, because if, as long as you've got the kavona that this is 15, which is the high point of Simcha, and we know we're going to come to the 15 vodin shortly, then we're getting the message. But very often these numbers are repeating themselves, because if you take the number of brachas which we say in Shachas, Brichas HaShacha, we have 15 brachas. So you've got 15 brachas in Brichas HaShacha, 15 in Boruchs and Boruch Shoma, 15 words in Yishtabach, and then 15 in the Krishna. Now, that's 15. It's well known that's what the number represents. I may have left one or two things out. Oh, I have left something out, because there are 15 Pesukim in the first two chapters of Krishna. If you leave out the Baruch Shem, the Vilna Gaon says that the 15 words, Emes, Liatzi, Venochem, if you added Emes, it's 16, that's 15 Hebrew words and one Aramaic word. Because the word of the Yatziv is Aramaic. But all the rest are Hebrew. Emes, Liatzi, Venochem, Mekayim, Vyosha, the only one which is Aramaic is Yatziv. Yatziv, like you say, the Yatziv of Arab, you know, the Yatziv is the Aramaic for Emes. And he says that this represents the 16 verses from Shema until the end of Rayim Shema, of which there are 15 proper verses from Chumash, and one Baruch Shem, which is the second one, which is not from Chumash, which we put in as an extra. That's why the V'yatziv was said in Aramaic, Kineged the Baruch Shem, which is not really part of the Chumash. So the 15 Hebrew words represent the 15... the 15 psukim, and the v'yatziv, which is Aramaic, represents the Baruch Shem. That's said b'shem the Grom. In fact, the Grom says it, apparently didn't say it. One of his Talmidim said it, and the Grom said, yes, that's emes le'amito, what you've just said is got Ruach HaKodesh. So the Grom gave his haskoma to the vote to one of his Talmidim. That's, if you have a look at the Pnimim Shulchan from Agro, that's what he says there in on that particular issue. But we sing again this Inyan of the number is generating a message, and the message of the number 15 is Simcha, and that's why every time you have the 15th of the month, every time is a big word, Pesach is on the 15th, Sukkot is on the 15th, Purim is on the 15th, Tu B'Shvat is on the 15th, Tu B'Av is on the 15th, the 15th is the high point of Simcha, because we're reaching the crescendo, we're reaching the zenith, so to speak. But there's another number which is also very significant, and that's obviously the number 18. And it's quite remarkable what happens with the number 18. We have originally 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, and the Gemara itself tells us what is the chus of 18. The Gemara says it's connected 18 chulas shebeshedra, it's connected 18 shemus in the Mele David, and it's also connected the eshe of 18 askaras in Krishna. And the Gaon works out from there why these three particular items, each one represents a facet of how the physical, which is the guf, is worked on by the spiritual, and so forth. But that's the Gemara. And then the Gemara says the number 19 is also got the merumas from the extra chulish shebeshedra, which is not there at birth, which comes later, from the kelah cover, the lashon kel, which is not quite the shem. It's a sort of additional point which is added. Now, that's the 18. But what we also see is that since 18 is the number for Shemoneh Esrei, Chazal decided in each part of the tefillah we're going to have a remez to that 18. So if you count up the brachas which we say in the morning, starting from Nosan Nasechu Vino, which we said already there were 15, and you add in the three brachas of Brichas HaTorah which go together with it, you've got your 18. So that the other brachas, Ashiyotza, etc., they're a separate issue, although I suppose you could take the three brachas of Tzidus Dam Shiyotza and Okai Neshama and the 15 and leave out the Brichas HaTorah, because they, according to the Gaon, they said later, they're a separate issue. So whichever way you do, you get your 18 in Brichas HaShacha. Where do you find your 18 in Pesukim HaZimra? The answer is in Yehi Chavod. If you read your Hebrew verse, there are 18 psukim. Those 18 psukim were not chosen at random. There was a specific reason why they were chosen, and one of the reasons why there are 18 is Kineged would have an 18 in Psukkah de Zimra. Where's the 18 in the next stage? Then you've got 18 in Krishna, because we just said that 18 as chorus of Hashem in Krishna. That's what the Gemara says. So you've got 18 in Korbanos, you've got 18 in Psukkah de Zimra, you've got 18 in Krishna, and then you've got Yishmai Nesra. So Chazal, therefore, in the Matbea which they made of the davening, they wanted us to realize that that number 18 will come again and again with its particular significance. And of course, originally, it's connected with the Kasher Tzivah Shemesh Moshe in Chumash. If you look at the Yerushalmi, which is brought by the Baal HaTurim in Parshas Pekudei, it sets out exactly Kasher Tzivah Shemesh Moshe. Each one of those represents one of those 18s. That's how it goes. Now, for the last few minutes, I just want to point out something which is perhaps not so well known. I have put it on the sheet. We know already that we have parts from Tehillim, and Ashrei, for example, is full of fascinating Ramazim, full of fascinating things. Well, that's from Tehillim. The two parts of Psukkah de Zimra which were made by Chazal, strung together by Chazal, are the Hodu. Well, Hodu actually is from Divrei Yomim. So Hodu, but it's the Psukkim after it, Hodu, come from Chazal, and the Psukim in Yichavod were strung together also 18 Psukim. Now the 18 Psukim in Yichavod are not all from Tehillim, and also it's interesting to find out why they stuck a Pasuk from Mishlei in and a Pasuk from Divrei Hayomim in it. Why did they do that? Why didn't they keep the Tehillim? It's also very interesting why they changed the order of some of the Psukim in Tehillim. There's a lot of interesting depth in it. But what is not so well known, which I found from a person who was in Cheder with me called Mordechai Potash. He used to be called Mark. Now he's called Mordechai Potash. He's one of the big lights in Eretz Yisrael at the moment. And he brought out various Sforim on Tula. Brought out Meir Brochus, and he brought out a sefer called the Tvunosa Ein Mispar. Now, in there, he mentioned certain things. Let me start off by taking Hodu. Where's Hodu gone? Oh. So where's it gone? The bottom of the. It's not in my style, it's that. Oh, here it is, yeah. If you take Hodu, if you've got this in front of you and work it out, just go through posuk by posuk and take the Rosh Tevis of the Psukim. Hodu, Shiru, Hithalu, Dirshu comes to 314. In Gematria, that's the Shem of Shaka. Continue the next Psukim. Zichru, what's it? Zera? Who Zichru is 26, which is the Shem Hashem. Continue. Asher Vayamidel Lema Beyoshem Vayishalchu Loi El. Okay, I'm losing without the vowels. Shiru Sapru Ki Hod Hovu Chilu. That's 499 Rosh Tevis, which is Tzvokos. So we've had Shaka, we have Yudke Vovke, and we've got Tzvokos. Continue. Yismachu Yeram Oz Hodu, that's 26. That's the Shem Hashem. Finally, at the very end, Vayomru, Boruch, and Romamu, that comes to 208, which is unknown. That 208 is 8 times the Shem Hashem, it's the Gematria of Yitzchak. And by the way, you should know that when on Yom Nerom we Ashkenazim changed the Shochanad and make Yitzchak and Rivka together, and the Sfarim decide to do it every day. They have every Shabbos of Yitzchak and Rivka. Did you know that the Gematria of Yitzchak and Rivka together is 515, I think, which is the same as Voes Chanan? And if you look at the, everyone knows the Baal HaTurim on the Voes Chanan, it's the same as Gematria as Tefillah, and it's the same Gematria as Shira. It seems that Yitzchak and Rivka, who were mispalel together, the husband and the wife, that created the idea of the Voes Kanan and the real form of Tula. And that's why on Yom Nerom we change it round in order we should get that message across on Yom Nerom. Whereas it's fine and decide they want to do it every day. They make Rosh Hashanah every day. Now, every Shabbos, I believe, every Shabbos, yeah. Yeah. Or every Yom Tov. Now let's look at Yichavod quickly for the last, where it's also something phenomenal. It said before that 18 Psukim just put together, but they haven't been put together at random. there's a reason why these pesukim were chosen. It's obviously because of Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's a most remarkable structure in itself. And what is special about Yichavod is that the whole thing represents to the Malchus Shemayim. And I can even quote the Hertz Chumash. Now, Hertz Siddur, I beg your pardon, which is somewhat suspiciously looked at, and you don't find it in the Haredi Shul, but it used to be in all the United Synagogues. The Hertz Chumash, there's something to learn from that too. He says then, this is where I saw it, do you know where I saw it? I saw it in the Gaon Shul in Yerushalayim. In the Gaon Shul, somebody brought a Hertz Chumash in, and it was in the library, and I took it. I was a bit puzzled what was doing there, and it was in Menashe Shemayim. He says, if you take the Yichavod, you'll find that every Pasuk, Kimat every Pasuk, there's something in the following Pasuk, which is a Hemshah from the previous Pasuk, both in context, but also in the Pasuk itself. Atzas, the next pasuk is Atzas. Machshava, next pasuk is Machshava. If you have a look at it, it's as if one pasuk is leading on from the pasuk before. Now, you take the Rashi Tavis of the first four psukim of Yichavod, that gives you a gematria of 260. You take from pasuk Hey to pasuk Yud Aleph, check it out, another 260, which is 10 times the Shema Vaya. The next psuk in Yud Beis to Tesvav gives you 130, which is 5 times the Shem Avaya. The next posuk, the final posuk, final two psuk before you get to Yud Ches, which is a separate thing on its own, Hashem Mashiach, which is a fact, by the way, the posuk Hashem Hashem Rechenev Yom Kohen is exactly the same Gerasha as Shema Yisrael Hashem Rechenev Hashem Echod. Remarkable thing that. We say that Hashem Mashiach many, many different places. Hashem should help us. Shouldn't have any avers. That's exactly the same gematria as the whole pasuk of Shema, which is all, both have got 6 words. It's a remarkable thing. But the pasuk, 2 pasukim before that, the penultimate and the anti-penultimate, have again the Shema Vaya at 26. If you add up that's 26 times 26. Now that's not for nothing. Where else do we find 26 times 26? And the answer is, if you have a look at the Balat Turim on the Teichach Chayim Kisovo, he says the Shem Hashem occurs 26 times in the Teichach. Why? Because the 26 times the 26, that should be a kapora, so to speak, against the Teichach. A person who understands the secrets of the Shem Avaya, that will be a kapora. What's the 26? I saw the Shem, the Premishlan Rebbe, that 26 times 26 is 676, which is the gematria Rois. There's a pasuk in Tehillim which says, "Rabbis Rois Belavish Hashem Rabbis Rois." I'm missing there. Rabbis Rois. Sorry. Mekulam Yatzilenu Hashem. So it's a Yud Kei Vov Kei will be Matzil Yud from the 26 different times 26. It's a typical vote from him. Now, but it goes further than that. This 26 times 26. It's also in our Tanyas. In Zechariah he says, there's Tzoyim Horevi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, and Tzoyim HaAsiri. Shavuot Batamos, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar Bateis, which is coming shortly. Those are the four Tanyas which represent the Churban. We're not talking about Tanyas Esther, Tanyas Bechorim, Yom Kippur. That's got nothing to do with the Churban. These four Tanyas represent the Churban, mentioned in Zechariah. 4 plus 5 plus 7 plus 9 plus 10 that is 26, right? Written it down, yes, 26. Now, and similarly, if you take the day on which the Tanyas occurs, that's the 17th of Tammuz, the 9th of Av, the 3rd of Tishri, and the 10th of Tevis, that's again, that comes to 39. 26 and 39 gives you the magic number 65, which is the Shema Adlis, which is all this is what it's all about. So, and you'll find, run out of time now, but if you go through the Pesukim Zim, especially the Hallels, again and again we come across either 26 or 65, and more often a combination, which is 91. It's well known that the Arizal used to say, when you say Pesukim Yadech, we only have to have special Kavona. It's one of the three places which you don't say with Kavona, you've got to say them over again. First Bracha Shemoneh Esrei, the first Parsha Krishna, and Pesach Yudech. If you said it without Kavon, you've got to go and say, not the whole of Ashrei, you've got to say Pesach Yudech. So the Arizal used to say, what's special in Pesach Yudech, the first letters of the Pei, the Aleph and Yud, and if you look at these, look at the thing over there, that. So look at the thing over there. That gives you, that sends you times up. It's also, that's also 91. And Einichol Eilecho Yisabiru also is the Rosh Hashanah. Einichol Eilecho is also 91. And again through the Hallel, you'll find we come across this number. Well, we've run out of time for the time being, but I hope I've opened enough eyes, and you can take the notes as well, to follow it through. You begin to realize that the tefillah is completely full of secrets, full of inyonim, nistarim, which we can't even imagine. So when we daven with kavanah to Hashem for the perish amiras, but you've got to know that Chazal have put a far deeper significance into the tefillah than meets the eye.